evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. It is Tuesday, November 6th. Well, I just got a good laugh, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I frequently talk about my friend, the big shot lawyer, here in this program. He, of course, has donated money to the presidential campaign of the very despicable Rudy Giuliani. And now I just learned today that another big shot lawyer, John Grisham, has apparently endorsed Hillary Clinton. Now, I don't really see Hillary Clinton as the real alternative to George W. Bush. But the very fact that John Grisham, this best-selling author, lawyer-turned-best-selling author, of some pretty good books, I might add, that have been made into some interesting films. Mr. Grisham apparently has some very strong reservations about the war in Iraq and the way it's been conducted by the Bush administration. And he said some pretty nasty things about George W. Bush in his endorsement of Hillary Clinton. The reason why this amuses me, folks, is because my friend, the big shot lawyer, is acquainted with John Grisham. I've never met him myself, but they have some mutual friends, and they met on a number of occasions. And I'm really anxious to see what my friend, the big shot lawyer, who loves Rudy Giuliani and Rudy Giuliani's hawkish, and I might add insane, foreign policy views. I'm really anxious to see what the big shot lawyer has to say about yet another of his friends who just simply find the Bush gang so despicable. Well, is anyone really surprised that Senator Feinstein and Senator Schumer, two of the leading Zionist liberals in Congress, have lined up for their launchman, Mr. Mukasey? Mark Glenn and I were talking about that several days ago. It's no surprise, of course. We knew which way they were going to go, despite the public charade over the issue. It will not surprise any of us to see this monster Mukasey become the Attorney General of the United States. And I keep saying I find it amusing that this man is supposed to be such a deeply religious man. We were told, you know, he's deeply religious. He's an Orthodox Jew. And that this is a sign of, you know, some deep spirituality. And yet this is a man who just can't bring himself to say that waterboarding is torture. Well, I hope to God for Mr. Mukasey's sake that there isn't a revolution in this country. And then when the revolutionaries come to power, they don't decide to start waterboarding people like Mr. Mukasey to find out what he really knows about what happened on 9-1-1, because his record shows that he's been a part of the 9-1-1 cover-up. Okay, folks, we're going to a break. When we come back, a little bit more commentary, and then we will go to your calls.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Talking about waterboarding and torture. As I said before we went to the break, you know, if ever there is a revolution in this country and we restore our constitutional republic, there are going to be so many people who are going to have to be tried for their crimes against humanity, their crimes against the American citizens, the massive corruption that they've carried out through the voter news service, this media controlled vote counting process that every 4 years tells us who the people who control the media have decided is officially our president. That's a crime, folks, and you know, anybody who has been part of that has been a traitor to American principles, to the American system. Likewise with the people who have helped cover up the truth about the murder on September 11, 2001, of some 3,000 Americans. That includes many of the top officials in the Bush administration. And, of course, it would include our current attorney general to be, Mr. Mukasey. So, you know, as I say, perhaps if he doesn't consider waterboarding torture, maybe perhaps a little bit of waterboarding can be applied to him and to some of the other people to get them to tell us the truth about what happened on 9-1-1. Of course, we might have to subject some Israeli officials to waterboarding as well. I don't like torture, ladies and gentlemen, but, you know, as I say, what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. Speaking of torture, this terrible guy, Rudy Giuliani, you know, he's been questioned about torture. And this is something that he actually said, folks. He said, they talk about sleep deprivation. I mean, on that theory, I'm getting tortured running for president of the United States. That's plain silly. That's the man who says he wants to be president of the United States. Former New York mayor turned millionaire promoter, millionaire manipulator, Rudy Giuliani. Now, Orson Swindle spent 6 years and 4 months as a POW in North Vietnam, and he was subjected to beatings and sleep deprivation. One time he went 20 days without sleep, ladies and gentlemen. 20 days without sleep, and he was once asked if he considered it torture. And Orson Swindell's answer was quite succinct. He said, oh, yes. But Rudy Giuliani says, that's plain silly. Orson Swindell says very generously about Rudy Giuliani, he obviously doesn't understand what he's talking about. Well, you know what? Most of the people who are supporting Rudy Giuliani obviously don't understand what they are talking about either, folks. And there are an incredible number of good people in this country who are supporting him because they say, I've seen this quote, I like what he did on 9/11. Well, you know, folks, putting all the conspiratorial aspects of 9/11, 9/11 aside, Rudy Giuliani didn't do anything more or anything better than any other politician who would have been mayor of New York City at the time would have done. So, you know, for these people that think there's something grand and special about Rudy Giuliani, I'm here to tell you, as the title of the book about him presents very clearly, it's all a grand illusion. But the fact is, Rudy Giuliani is the Republican presidential frontrunner. On the Republican side of the aisle, there is good news, however, for those who are supporting Ron Paul. Ron Paul, in one day's fundraising on the Internet, and I unfortunately don't have the figures handy in front of me, but he raised an extraordinary amount of money, I think almost $5 million, maybe more than that, in one day through Internet fundraising, and this apparently is the record. It's even a greater record than that even ever Howard Dean accomplished during his very famous record of raising money on the Internet. So Ron Paul is raising money. Ron Paul, therefore, is going to potentially have enough money to do something, and let's just hope and pray that Ron Paul will be able to make a splash in New Hampshire, to make a splash in Iowa, in some of these early primary and caucus states. I don't honestly think Ron Paul will ever get the Republican nomination simply because the Republican Party is so corrupt at all the key levels where it needs to be corrupted. But that doesn't mean that Ron Paul can't be out there having an impact and getting a message out that needs to be heard. I hear people complaining about Ron Paul's views on different issues. They don't think he goes far enough on some things. They maybe object to some of his economic stands, et cetera, et cetera. The list goes on and on, ladies and gentlemen, but for all intents and purposes, at least in the Republican Party, he's the only one who's out there doing anything. So more power to him. We need somebody to make noise out there and to explain why it's not a good idea that so-called 911 hero Rudy Giuliani becomes president, why his criminal associate Waterboard Mukasey shouldn't become Attorney General of the United States, why the man who put Mukasey in as Attorney General is a criminal and a traitor, a warmongering murderer. That's George W. Bush I'm talking about. Well, 2.3 million Iraqis have been displaced from their homes. More than 83% of those displaced are women and children. Most children were younger than 12 years old. Many lack adequate health services, cannot transfer their children to new schools, and cannot find jobs. That's a 16% increase of those Iraqis who have been displaced just since the month of August. And it's 40 times higher than March 2006. This is what we've done to bring democracy to Iraq. This is what we have done to free them from an evil dictator. I mean, how much more of this? You know, Americans don't pay any attention to what's going on in Iraq. They only pay attention to what their president tells them and how wonderful it is. Mission accomplished. Well, yes, I do believe the mission was accomplished, although George Bush is not about to tell us that the mission was to destroy that thriving Arab republic, like that secular Arab republic, ladies and gentlemen. It wasn't an Islamic police state where they crack women over the head for not covering their faces and covering their bodies. No, they had women in the cabinet. They had women thriving in all levels of power, ladies and gentlemen. That's what our American liberals tell us is a good thing, feminism. But what did George W. Bush do? He destroyed that country. He destroyed its infrastructure. He destroyed its society. And they even tried to destroy its history with the destruction and looting of the National Museum. And that's what that was all about, ladies and gentlemen. But these people who have conducted these policies, they are very evil people. These so-called neoconservatives, all devotees of the Talmud and its teachings of hatred for the other, as they call non-Jews, the Gentiles. They consider us cattle. Daniel Pipes, not to be confused with Piper, ladies and gentlemen, there is no family connection, despite what Christopher Boleyn and Eric Hufschmidt might tell you. There is no connection. I'm not related to Daniel Pipes. His name is P-I-P-E-S. Daniel Pipes, I understand, has even questioned whether or not American Muslims should be allowed to vote. This is a man who represents the thinking of people in power in this country. Well, folks, if he thinks it's dangerous for American Muslims to vote, I'm beginning to think maybe we could turn around and say that it's very dangerous for American Jewish supporters of Israel to vote. I mean, after all, these are the people who are voting for people like George W. Bush and Rudy Giuliani. I mean, maybe they shouldn't be allowed to vote. Now, I know that upsets a lot of people who hear me saying that, but I'm just telling you, just bring back that old saying that I just quoted earlier, what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. Professor Juan Cole at the University of Michigan has commentary about what the Republicans are doing with their anti-Muslim rhetoric. He says, the Republicans are playing Russian roulette with America's future with their bigoted anti-Muslim rhetoric. Muslims may constitute as much as a third of humankind by 2050, forming a vast market and a crucial labor pool. They will be sitting on the lion's share of the world's energy resources. The United States will increasingly have to compete with emerging rivals such as China and India for access to those Muslim resources and markets. And if its elites go on denigrating Muslims, America will be at a profound disadvantage during the next century. Well, that's true, ladies and gentlemen. And that means that anyone who is denigrating Muslims along with the Republicans is a danger to America and its future. They are a threat to America's future. So watch out for that anti-Muslim rhetoric, ladies and gentlemen, because it's rhetoric coming from people who are dangerous. They are threats to America's future. And it starts right up there with George W. Bush and the whole gang that surrounds him.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got some callers lining up here, and we will go to the phones probably at the end of the half hour here, or maybe a little sooner. I should mention to you that over the weekend, I saw a new documentary by Hollywood filmmaker Jonathan Demme. It's spelled D-E-M-M-E, and it's entitled Man from Plains, and it's about Jimmy Carter, and it focuses primarily on a recent book tour that Jimmy Carter did promoting his book, Palestine, Peace, Not Apartheid. And, you know, I tell you, I thought it was very interesting in the theater here in Washington as I was watching this documentary and cheering on Jimmy Carter as he valiantly took on the Jewish lobby. I was hearing comments by other people in the audience. And these comments were reflecting my own point of view, so maybe perhaps only fans of Jimmy Carter or critics of Israel were attending this showing of this film. But needless to say, it was very, very clear that Jimmy Carter was perceived to be the good guy, and Jimmy Carter's critics in the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith and some of these other characters who came out to attack him were the bad guys. And I must say, folks, you know, this is coming from me, someone who absolutely hated Jimmy Carter back in 1980, from 1976 to 1980. Well, I've learned a lot about Jimmy Carter since then, in the years since he's left the presidency. I learned about Jimmy Carter's struggles with Israel and with the Jewish lobby here in the United States, even during his first term. And I have come to different feelings about Jimmy Carter. And having watched this video, having watched this documentary, I'm beginning to think that, you know, despite the fact that he was a member of the Trilateral Commission, despite the fact that There were many policies that he carried out, domestic policies and perhaps foreign policies that I didn't care for. Jimmy Carter is essentially a pretty good man, in my opinion. Now, I know there's people out there who are really getting angry and grinding their teeth and saying, oh, don't you remember that Jimmy Carter signed such and such a bill which did such and such a thing? I'm sure there's, as I say, folks, there are many reasons to criticize Jimmy Carter, but what I see here is a man on a mission, a man who realizes that things need to be changed in this country, particularly the direction of our foreign policy. And now, in his older years, I think he must be in his early 80s, Jimmy Carter is doing what he can. And I think doing it gently and effectively. And, you know, this is a guy who could have gone out and made millions. And I'll tell you what, I saw what appeared to be films of Jimmy Carter and his wife in their home in Plains, Georgia, and it sure doesn't look like anything elegant to me. I saw Jimmy Carter interacting with local people down there and with people in his Sunday school, and I get the impression this is a pretty good guy. And I almost wish I could just shake Jimmy Carter's hand and say, well, Jimmy, I was wrong about you. I would be very honored to be able to do that, ladies and gentlemen, because I think Jimmy Carter, for all his warts, and there are many, sure is one hell of a lot better than most of these criminals that are seeking the White House today, and probably much better than a lot of those who've occupied the White House over these past two centuries. Anyway, I would recommend, if you get a chance to see this documentary on Jimmy Carter, to check it out. It's very, very interesting. It's very interesting to watch his reactions to the attacks on him by the Jewish lobby. It's interesting to see these frenzied Jews, and they are Jews, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry if you don't like me saying that, but these are frenzied Jews out there screaming and shouting at Jimmy Carter and talking about his hand that wrote the book was the same hand that shook the hand of this leader and that leader who has the blood of poor Jews on his hands, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a very, very interesting, very, very interesting documentary, well worth seeing. Well, you know, folks, the new Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, says it looks like there might be peace in the Middle East, and that would be a good thing. But I'm here to tell you that even as he's saying these good things and saying that a Palestinian state may soon be in force, even as he's saying this, we are seeing the Jewish lobby attacking Mr. Abbas, reminding folks that he once said things considered to be Holocaust denial, that he's considered just as bad as his old associate Yasser Arafat. So, folks, while the headlines say one thing, the comments by those who are pulling the levers of power and influencing the Bush administration, at least as much as they can, that's a different perspective altogether. It would be nice if the positive headlines predicting final peace in the Middle East, at least between Israel and the Palestinians, were correct, but don't count on it, because there are some pretty evil people who are bound and determined that Israel continue to expand, that there never be a Palestinian state. All right, when we come back, we'll go right to the phones, and our first caller is Jim from Texas. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. If you're not subscribing to American Free Press, you should be. It's that simple, folks. And you can check out the website on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. And don't forget also to check out the Barnes Review website at BarnesReview.org. And I should mention, by the way, folks, that a gentleman who has been contributing pretty regularly to the Barnes Review over the past year, a gentleman who's been a guest on this show, and a gentleman who spoke at the, this is all one person I'm talking about, and who also spoke at the recent No More Wars for Israel conference, this gentleman in question, John DeNugent, is going to be a guest on this program tomorrow night, and there is a particular reason why he's going to be a guest on this program. It's because he has announced that he is running for Congress in Virginia's 1st District. So I hope you will tell your friends to listen in to hear a no-nonsense candidate who has a strange idea that America should put America's interests first. So John DeNugent will be a guest on this program tomorrow night talking about his congressional candidacy. Well, maybe he'll run for president. Who knows? But in any case, he will be here tomorrow night, so I hope you will listen in, as I hope you always will listen in. Well, we are going to the calls, and we do have Jim from Texas, and I am assuming this is the one and only Jim from Texas. We'll find out in a second.
Yes, Mike, this is the original.
The original.
Yes. Mike, I was somewhat astonished and taken aback when you started your show by announcing that Senators Schumer, Wyden, Cole, Feinstein, Boxer, Lieberman, and all these people who have something in common, as we all well know, had announced that they were in favor of Mukasey as the Attorney General. I wonder what they have in common, Mike. Would you tell your listeners senators have in common? Inspector, I forgot Specter.
Okay, well, you know, it's funny. They all seem to come from the same religious faith, which happens to be Talmudism, which is popularly known as Judaism for public consumption. But, you know, it's interesting you bring that up, Jim, because, you know, I've mentioned this on the show, and I will keep on mentioning it, that the Washington Post said about 2 years ago, the Washington Post had a headline story in the Washington Post. Remember, this is not the Nazi journal. This is the Washington Post. The Washington Post commented in a headline that there were some people who were now concerned that there were too many Catholics serving on a U.S. Supreme Court. Well, I cannot imagine the Washington Post ever suggesting in a headline that there were people who thought there were too many people of the Jewish persuasion serving in the United States Senate, particularly on a committee that would have the ability to determine the course of America's judicial and legal future. But, of course, that is what we had here. And personally, I hate to say this, Jim. I know it's going to upset a lot of the listeners, but I tend to think that perhaps there might be a conflict of interest when there are so many people of the same religious persuasion being presented with a nominee for a high post, and they have it within their power to virtually determine whether or not this person's nomination will be turned over to the entire Senate for consideration.
Mike, they were overly concerned with his stance on waterboarding, from what I've read, okay? They didn't think that this fellow should be in any way, shape, or form consider waterboarding as not to be a form of torture. But they thought that, well, he assured us, okay? He didn't assure them of anything.
His position on the issue is no position. And, you know, I tell you, I think it was all just another charade. It was from the beginning. I don't think that any of those aforementioned members of the Senate that you mentioned ever seriously would have opposed Mukasey. And the reason why I say they would have never seriously opposed Mukasey is because he shares with them their devotion to the Talmud and to the interests of the state of Israel. And there was, I don't think, ever any possibility that any of them would have ever seriously opposed him or, at the very least, done anything to interfere with his elevation to the post of Attorney General. So it's kind of another one of these charades put on for the benefit of the American people. But in reality, I think you pretty much put your finger on it, Jim. It was a fait accompli. There was never any doubt which way it was going to go. And as I say, I find it very, very interesting that there are that many Jews serving on the Judiciary Committee where they can actually have a serious impact as a united vote determining a major appointment such as this. But for daring to say that, you and I will be called, bigots, among other things.
Mike, the fact that there are that many Jews in control of the situation is sheer happenstance, as if we were to believe the national news media. You know, it just happenstance that Schumer is running the committee and all these other people are on the committee, and anybody that would dare defy these people on the committee whose political careers would be ruined, well, that's just happenstance, okay?
Yeah,
I mean, how gullible are the American people? As we all know, as H.L. Mencken said, you'll never go broke underestimating the intelligence of the American people, okay? This is the way things work. And to get to Carter briefly, Carter, in my opinion, although I applaud what he's doing rather much too late, Carter is trying to buy back part of his soul that he sold when he became president, which is the same thing I say about Admiral Thomas Moore and all these other people regarding the Liberty situation. They're trying to buy back the soul that they sold at the time.
You know, I think there's a lot of truth to that. I think you're absolutely right. It's, as I say in regard to Jimmy Carter and Admiral Moore, at least thank God they're doing something. You know, they had it within, you know, and as far as Jimmy Carter is concerned, I always like to remind people that Andrew and Leslie Coburn, in their book Dangerous Liaison, it's the story of the U.S.-Israel relationship, they say in that book that when Jimmy Carter was in the process of running for re-election, he said, and I quote, quoting them, "If I get back in, I'm going to blank, 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 blank the Jews." So by that point, Jimmy Carter had already decided that no matter how nice he had been to Israel and its supporters in this country, that they were not exactly being nice to him. And apparently, Jimmy Carter's comments got out to the right people because a massive amount of Jewish money went into the Republican Party on behalf of Ronald Reagan against Jimmy Carter. And that's the real secret, I suppose, of Ronald Reagan's victory over Jimmy Carter in 1980. I didn't know it at the time. If I had known that, I would have probably woken up a lot sooner than I did. But to some of these realities that go above and beyond Republican versus Democrat and liberal versus conservative. But that was the big secret of Jimmy Carter's reelection defeat. And I suppose in some ways, I suppose I should say Jimmy Carter knows that. But let's just hope that Jimmy Carter is having some positive impact out there for whatever his motivations may be.
Right, but another thing most people don't know what Carter did was he promised the Egyptians as part of the agreement when Egypt made peace with Israel, he promised them that he would settle the Palestinian issue. It was a promise, a given promise. He would settle it, okay? And he didn't.
Well, he certainly really never had a chance if you consider then, you know, the final
That's
years.
Neither here nor there. A promise given is a promise that must be honored, so to speak, okay? He promised them that he would settle it. When he settled when he gave the Sinai back to Egypt, he promised them that he would settle as part of this peace agreement. It was promised that he would settle this, okay, that they would be given their own state. And nothing was ever done.
Well, we see how many years is that? That was, I think, 1979. So time keeps on rolling along, and that's the way it is.
But
well, speaking of which, Jim, I got to move on here. Have some other callers, but
okay.
Thanks for yours.
Mm-hmm.
All righty, let's go to Mike in Illinois. Mike, come on up.
Mike Piper, how you doing?
How you doing tonight, Mike?
Good. Was it the Marriott that kicked you guys out of the conference, the Sheraton?
Yes, it was the Irvine Marriott, yes.
The Marriott. Okay, I remember a couple weeks ago you saying the gentleman from California who put his name on the paper for the conference room, I guess, was threatened by them. Any development
Mike,
on that?
Mike, for some reason, I'm not hearing what you're saying. Could you repeat that again?
I'm sorry, can you hear me better now?
Yeah, go ahead. Repeat what you just said.
Yeah, you said the gentleman from California who put his name on the papers for the conference room was being threatened by them.
Yes, they had sent a letter to him with an implied threat. To the best of my knowledge, though, nothing further has happened with that. And I don't think that it will, for the simple reason that They really don't want that matter dragged out any further. I don't know what the latest, in fact, on that situation is, but I don't think the Marriott's going to try to take any action against that man for the simple reason that they have no grounds, because they're the ones who voided the contract. He didn't.
You also mentioned the possibility of you guys suing them. Is there any talk of that?
Well, I tell you what, I haven't talked to anybody further about it. I'm not, you know, obviously a lot of the action is taking place in California. The lawyer in question that was advising some of the people is in California. I'm not in touch with him, but obviously if there's any further updates on that aspect of it, I'll certainly mention it here on the program as it happens.
Okay, great. I'll let you get your other callers, but before I do, could you give me the address again where I could send the CDs I made of the debates I had on MedVet and the others?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll give you my P.O. Box address. It's P.O. Box. It's obviously Mike Piper, P.O. Box 15728, P.O. Box 15728, Washington, D.C., 20003. That's P.O. Box 15728, Washington, D.C., 20003.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Okay, Mike, thanks for calling. All right, we have Frank from Canada. Frank, come on up.
Hello, Mike.
How you doing tonight, Frank?
I'm doing well. Well, we heard from the resident cynic. Now we're going to hear from the resident pest.
Okay, I wouldn't call you that.
Well, the first thought I had is 2.3 million Iraqis displaced a president with an IQ of 2.3. Connection? You tell me. I just wanted to...
I think you're being too generous with his IQ, but other than that, go ahead.
Okay, I inflated the number a bit. Just so you know, the debate between me and the good professor has been confirmed for November 19th.
Okay.
It has been confirmed.
That's November 19th, and what night is that?
That'll be a Monday night on Uncensored Radio Free America, Rick Adams.
Absolutely fantastic. I'm glad to hear that. So there will be a debate on November 19th. Excellent.
And interestingly enough, Jimmy Carter will probably be the opening issue we discuss, whether Israel practices apartheid or not. And if you've read my blog, Mike, you know I'm very well prepared for that one.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
One more thing, there is a blog update now.
Go ahead.
I've made it a little easier. I've created a new blog. I just call it Israel Watch.
Okay.
I just call it that. Now, I've taken the research out of the URL, so it's israelwatchproject.blogspot.com.
israelwatchproject.blogspot.com.
That should make it easier to remember for everybody out there. I mean,
that is a lot easier for me. israelwatchproject.blogspot.com. Okay.
That's it. And that's all I had to say, Mike, and I hope you listen to the debate.
Oh, I certainly will. If I don't listen to it live, I will certainly listen to it. Yes, I probably will listen to it live. I'll have to make some arrangements to do that, actually, but...
Great.
Would you believe I can't listen to RBN on my own computer, so I have to do that at the American Free Press office. So I may just do my own broadcast from there that night.
Awesome. I'd really enjoy it if you'd listen. In fact, I was in my car the other day, and I was thinking, I said, I wonder if Michael's going to be out there rooting for me. And the minute I said that, Classical Gas came on the radio. The funniest thing I ever heard. I think it's an omen, Mike. Now, all we need is to have Jim and Ted.
Incidentally, I should tell the audience that you're not saying I'm full of Classical Gas. That happens to be the theme song of this program, which I happen to like myself, but I did not select. One of the fellows at RBN selected it, and it was apparently a very popular selection, and I think that's a good omen for your upcoming debate.
Now, all we need to have is Jim in Texas to crash the debate, Ted Hornet to pass a lie detector test, and we have everything going.
All right, Frank, thanks for your call.
Okay,
congratulations,
buddy,
on getting that debate lined up, and thanks to Rick Adams for helping make that possible. Okay, folks, we are going to a break here momentarily. When we come back, I have one more caller I'll be able to bring up, and that's Wes from Idaho. So, Wes, if you're still there, please stay tuned. We'll bring you up right after this coming break. And to remind you, folks, tomorrow night on this program, we will have as a special guest, a very special guest, congressional candidate John DeNugent. Be sure to tune in because you're going to hear some things said that a lot of congressional candidates should be saying. And John DeNugent will be here to say it. All right. Well, we are going to the break. When we come back, we'll go to Wes from Idaho.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, although I do have very notable psychic powers, I guess I have to tell you that I wasn't psychic or displaying my psychic power when I predicted that it was a good possibility that it was a Jewish American who painted one of the swastikas at George Washington University in Washington, D.C. In fact, it was a Jewish girl who was caught videotaping, caught on videotape painting a swastika on a dormitory door. There you go again, as Ronald Reagan said. to Jimmy Carter. Well, it wasn't Jimmy Carter painting the swastika. It was a Jewish American. This woman should be sent to the gas chamber. All right, let's go to our final caller for the evening, Wes from Idaho. Wes, come on up. You have a couple minutes here.
Thank you, Michael. I want to offer some information about the Holy Hoax out there to your listeners. It was Commandant Karl Koch of Buchenwald and Commandant Hermann Florstead of Majanik that were executed for cruelty to inmates. It was a Dr. Charles Larson who was assigned the task to make autopsies by the Judge Advocate General's office, and his finding was that there was no death by poison gas. And Dr. John Gordon, a Harvard professor, was also part of that team. But perhaps one of the best single documents that prove the fact that the Holocaust is a hoax is an order signed by a Major Miller of the Allied Military Police Headquarters in Vienna that said to arrest anyone that continued to maintain that there were any homicidal gassings at the concentration camps in Germany. They were not allowed to take these autopsy teams into the USSR. The USSR would not allow them to do it. But this order by a Major Miller continued on that all the, it was proven that all the confessions by the Nazis at the Nuremberg trials were brought about by torture.
Torture, exactly.
I wanted to ask you, it was Bill Moyer that gave out some awards to the Spotlight years ago. Do you remember that?
Right. That was the Project Censored Award. The Spotlight received two of the Project Censored Awards in 19... Oh, I'm not sure what year it was. Yes.
I've been trying to find that on the web, trying to promote distribution of the American Free Press.
Well, Project Censored still exists. It's based at Sonoma State University in California, and that was back in the early, I should say probably the late 1980s. I'll check on that, and I'll mention it on the air when I get a chance this week.
Quit calling these Jews Israel because they are not the Israel.
Well, they do have a state. They do have a state over there called Israel, and that's what people know it as, so if I call it anything other than Israel, people will get a little confused, Wes.
But listen,
we are wrapping up the hour here. We'll be here tomorrow night with John DeNugent.
Thanks.
Have a good evening, folks.